It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, my friend. I'm so glad to see you. Round, square, triangle. Which one is the square one? Which one is the round one? Which one is the triangle? Good. Did you wonder why I didn't put on my sweater? I have some things in here to put on. Remember yesterday I said, why don't we get some big folks' clothes to put on, just to pretend? Some old clothes. I have them in a suitcase. I'm not going anywhere. No, I just carried them in this. Take a look. I shall lift up the lid of the suitcase. And maybe you'd like to see what's inside. Okay? Up it comes. Slowly, 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 slowly. There's the insides of the suitcase. Old clothes. Old big clothes. Do you ever like to dress up in big people's clothes? These are real old ones and great big, big ones. Too big for me. Everybody was finished with these. Oh, I used to love to do this when I was a little boy. I'd say to my dad, whenever you have some clothes that you don't want, could I use them? And I'd dress up and I would pretend I was a big man. It's one way of feeling what it's like to be big. Here's a great big overcoat. And when I would get into the clothes, could hardly see my hand. It would be so big for me. If you don't have any big clothes to dress up in, you could just pretend that you're in them. You know, with what you have on, you could just pretend that you're putting on a big coat or a big dress. The dress would probably have to come from up here. You put the dress on like this, put your arms through, maybe a fancy hat. Here's some hats. Doesn't matter whether you have big dress-up clothes or pretend ones. I like you exactly as you are. I like you as you are. Exactly and precisely. I think you turned out nicely. And I like you as you are. I like you as you are. Without a doubt or question, or even a suggestion, 'cause I like you as you are. I like your disposition, your facial composition, that means how your face looks, and with your kind permission, I'll shout it to a storm. Any stars on your ceiling? I like you as you are. I wouldn't want to change you or even rearrange you, not by far. I like you, I-L-I-K-E-Y-O-U. I like you, yes I do. I like you, Y-O-U. I like you as you are. Yes, I like your disposition. That's how you feel inside. Your facial composition, how you look outside. And with your kind permission, I'll shout it to a star. I like you as you are. I wouldn't want to change you or even rearrange you, not by far. I like you, I-L-I-K-E-Y-O-U. I like you, yes I do. I like you, Y-O-U. I do. I like you as you are. Children are really decorating themselves, weren't they? Speaking of decorations, I wonder how the people in the neighborhood of make-believe are doing with their decorations today. Let's take a look, all right? Telescope to look into the neighborhood of make-believe. There's Daniel's clock. Oh, look at the bows on there. And the platypus's place is well decorated. And the museum go-round. Here's that streamer that Joey put up yesterday. And the factory. Who's that? Is that King Friday or Joey Hollingsworth dressed up? Oh, boy. There's a trolley. I think it's even decorated, too. In trolley. Hi, trolley. Oh, I like your bows. Yes, you're all decorated. Do you know whether that was King Friday in the neighborhood already? Or was it Joey Hollingsworth dressed up? Well, I guess there's only one way to find out. and that is to go to the neighborhood of make-believe and see. Okay, will you take us there? You ready to make-believe?
Cornflake especially.
Why, Lady Evelyn, what a pleasant surprise.
How are you, Corny?
Oh, I'm rocking high, full of vim and vigor.
Good. Oh, do you know where Mr. Hollingsworth is?
Yes, he's helping with the decorations for tomorrow.
This neighborhood looks just beautiful. Uncle Friday and Sarah Saturday are going to be so surprised.
You know, they stayed away a long time.
I know. And I missed them.
Well, keep busy. That's what I always say. Keep busy.
I know. You're a busy man.
Orders. Lots of orders. Lots and lots of rocket orders.
Well, I'm happy that your business is good, Mr. Pesherly.
That's the way I want to keep it. Just call if you need help, Lady Evelyn.
Thank you, Corny. I will.
Yeah, good. Goodbye.
Bye.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. Oh, good day, Lady Evelyn. Good day.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely.
And how are you today?
Just fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just stopped over to Lady Elaine's, the museum, to deliver a package, and I'm on my way to more errands now.
You're such a busy man.
Busy man, that's my motto. Keep busy. Is there anything I can do for you, Lady Evelyn?
Yes, there is.
Oh, well, what's that?
Have a good day.
Have a good day. What a pleasant order, a pleasant order. I certainly will. Have a good day. A good day.
Mr. Feely.
Thank you. Good day.
Good day.
Get out of here. Get out of here, not. Get out. Get out of here. Get out, not. Get out of here. Get out of here. Here, here. Don't you knock at me. Get out of here. Oh, it's you. Oh, hello.
Hi, Lady Elaine. May I help you?
Oh, this knot is so tight, I can't even get into this package.
Oh, yes. When knots get tight, they're so hard to get out.
Yes. You've got nice long fingernails. Maybe you could do it.
I'll try.
I tried a little magic on it, but it wouldn't move.
Oh. This isn't a make-believe knot, Lady Elaine, so magic wouldn't work on it.
Oh, I see. You're working well on it, though. Can get it?
There.
Oh, good. Good. Now you can open the package.
Do you know what's in it?
Yes. It's for you.
For me?
Mm-hmm. It's a costume for you.
A costume? Ooh. Oh, wonderful. I love costumes.
Doodly-doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo-poo-poo. A big box with a lovely costume.
Oh, it is a costume. Mm-hmm. Look, a crown.
Yes, that's part of it.
A crown. Probably a... This looks just like Sarah Saturday.
You guessed it, dear. Try it all on. Try it on, try it on.
Do you want me to look like Sarah Saturday?
That's right.
Oh,
you
it's
surely
beautiful.
Do.
Lady Elaine. Mm-hmm. Oh, aren't you nice to think of
my little ideas. Do 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 do.
Does the collar go up?
It goes up, just the way hers does.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Now here's the mask.
The mask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. Ooh, wait until King Friday sees you.
What do you suppose he'll say?
You just look like Queen Sarah Saturday.
Oh, King Friday, you're back already.
This King Friday is.
Oh, Joey Hollingsworth. You look just exactly like Uncle Friday.
And you just look like Queen Sarah Saturday.
What a wonderful time, a wonderful time, a wonderful time we're having. Oh, listen, try them on again, together.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Doodly doodly, oh, it's perfect. Oh, I'll see you two tomorrow. I've got some other things to get ready. Tomorrow's a big day. Whee!
Would you care for this royal dance, Queen Sarah?
With pleasure, my king.
Boy, have you all ever grown. Do you grow that much when you get married?
Meow, 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 welcome home. Meow, 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 Friday. Meow, meow, Sarah. Meow, 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 meow. Missed you, meow.
Yeah, we really have missed you, too, I'll tell you. I mean, we've just been talking about it so much, haven't we, Henrietta?
Meow. Meow, 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 long to meow, meow. Meow, 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 hug you, King Friday, meow. Meow, 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 feel the same, meow.
Let me feel. Hey, would you say your name to me, please?
Queen Sarah Saturday.
You don't even sound the same.
We aren't the same, Ed.
You're Lady Oh, and you are dancing salesman.
We're just dressed up to look like the king and queen.
Oh, meow, 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 meow. Think so, meow. Meow, meow, like you the way you are, meow.
Oh, thanks, Henrietta.
I'll tell you. Boy, was that ever a surprise, wasn't it, Henrietta?
Meow, 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 meow.
There they were coming, dancing along there, and and I thought it was the king and queen, and
meow, meow, and I thought, meow, meow, home early, meow, 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 meow.
Boy, what will the king and queen say when they see you all dressed up like them?
Oh, I don't know, but I hope they like it.
Well, we'll see tomorrow.
Meow, meow, see tomorrow, meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 be surprised, meow.
You know what? I think I'll get dressed up, too, for tomorrow.
Meow, meow, too.
Good.
Put on something, meow, 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 meow.
I think it's just a great occasion.
Oh. Meow, meow, too.
Okay, well, have a good... Oh, there you go again. Bring it down, will you? I'll put it up again. Queen Sarah, now, Lady Evelyn. Lady Evelyn, you do the same thing, Joey Hollingsworth. King Friday, Joey Hollingsworth.
Meow, 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 meow. Love the games, meow, like that. Meow, 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 meow.
Goodbye, Henrietta. Let's go over and show Edgar Cook our costume.
Yeah, you really
that's
should.
That's a fine idea.
Yeah, have a good time. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye, meow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
dress up to look like all kinds of people. But you'll always be yourself, because you'll always sound like yourself, and you'll always feel like yourself. There's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. Why, it's Mr. McFeely.
Hi, Mr. McFeely. Rogers. Good day to you.
Come
good
in.
Day.
I didn't order anything.
Well, today is Mask Day. M-A-S-K-S. Masks are in here.
Masks? Well, right. Could we see them?
Certainly can.
Come
we'll
on
go
in.
Right over here, and we'll show them to you. All righty.
I'm going to put them here.
Right here's all right. There's a few knots up there. Maybe you can untie them for us.
Well, Lady Elaine did her best to get some knots out by magic.
Can't do it by magic. Can't do it by magic.
No.
There, you did it without magic.
Did you see Lady Evelyn in the mask that looked like Sarah Saturday?
Oh, yes, and Joy Hollingsworth, the mask of King Friday.
Yes.
I had those made for them, and I delivered them today.
Oh, great.
Now we'll just open this up and see some more masks.
Oh,
that's
boy.
The first one right there is...
Looks just like Abraham Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln, that's right, Abraham Lincoln.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, good day.
You try it, Lee.
All righty.
Oh, it looks just like him. My, they're well made.
Oh, they are, they are. Now the next mask.
Wait, this looks like George Washington.
That's right, George Washington, the first president.
Shall I try it on? Put it over my face? How do you do, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, fine, thank you, George. We'll put this right in there.
Oh, this one's a beauty, Mr. McFeely. This is Marian Anderson.
Marian
isn't it?
Anderson, right, a famous singer.
I met Marian Anderson one time.
You did?
Yes, she came to my house and practiced at our house. And she was the loveliest lady.
Fine singer, I enjoy to hear her.
She's a beautiful person. Well, there's some others.
No.
Why, this one... It's like... Just a minute, Mr.
Already?
McFeely, could you wait just
well,
a minute?
Can,
I have something
sir.
Over here I have to get. Now close your eyes.
All right, I'll close my eyes.
Okay, open your eyes. Speedy delivery.
Oh, speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery.
It looks like a mirror there, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, that's great, Mr. McFeely. Oh, I like that one very much.
Now, I want you to close your eyes, all righty?
All right.
All righty. Sure. Here we go. I'll tell you
when.
You're
gonna do what?
Almost. Here we go. Now you can open them.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, it looks just like... That one just looks like me.
Just like you.
How did you get these made?
Well, I took two photographs down to the mask maker, and he copied them and made them into masks.
Oh.
Quite an artist he is, quite an artist.
You put your own on,
right? All righty, put my own on.
That's Mr. McFeely behind Mr. McFeely's mask.
Oh, busy day.
Yeah, and I'll put mine on, okay? Mr. Rogers behind Mr. Rogers' mask. Oh, could I borrow these for a while, Mr. McFeely?
You certainly may, and I'll take these back to the sculptor, all righty?
Oh, thank you for them.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Just take the rope
right here. Great to see.
Some other day I'll bring some more masks by, Mr. Rogers. I thought you'd enjoy seeing them, all righty?
You always have the most interesting things, Mr. McFeely. Goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, speedy delivery. Goodbye, Mr. Rogers. Goodbye. Good day to you. Good day.
Good day to you, and thank you, Mr.
Well,
McFeely.
You're quite welcome. I enjoy works of art. Good day.
Good day. Oh. Gee, that's just fine. Imagine.
Does it look like him? Does it look like Mr. McFeely himself?
Really me behind it. Mm-hmm. I think I'll keep them in here. Take my suitcase. Oh, it's been a day of dressing up. Mm-hmm. The thing that makes you special, for me, is that you're just yourself. Mm-hmm. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Mm-hmm. You're the one who's special to me. Off with the play shoes. Off with the play coat. Well, tomorrow's going to be a special day, isn't it? That'll be when the real king and the real queen get back. There. And that's when we'll be together, too. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You make each day a special day just by being you, just the way you are. I like you. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.